put it against us. He tells you why.
The idea that you can actually look at Americans' content and material without a warrant is not how the Fourth Amendment is supposed to operate. If you're going to query anything, if you're going to search anything, you're supposed to get a probable cause warrant.
The House did pass the bill 256 to 164. The measure now heads to the Senate, where it also has a very good chance of passing, and then to President Trump's desk. And the White House has indicated that the president will sign the bill. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Department of State now has an easier and understandable method to warn travelers of potential dangers, as USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Under the revised system, each country is given a number designating a level of 1 to 4. Virgil Carsons is a spokesman for the Department of State.
Level 1 is exercise normal precautions. Level 2 is exercise increased caution. Level 3 is reconsider travel. And level 4 is do not travel.
Warnings could also involve epidemics, mass protests, an armed conflict, political instability, or even crime, as in the example of Mexico, where 5 states have a level 4 due to the dangers from illegal drug activity. I'm John Clemens.
Walmart stores will raise entry-level wages for hourly employees to $11 an hour next month as it benefits from last month's major overhaul of the U.S. tax code and competes for workers in a very tight labor market. Walmart also said it will offer a one-time cash bonus based on length of service up to $1,000. This is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have Numana. In these uncertain times, become food independent with Numana's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to numana.com.
A Florida man says he was letting his dog out around 11 o'clock on Tuesday night when a large bear attacked him.
I came outside and he was right there. And I tried to run and it wasn't fast enough.
Andrew Muner says he struggled to get away from the bear, but he did manage to get back to his front door.
I just tried to go like this to get back in and it just did one of these. And I kind of flew that way and got my stuff together and somehow got in the door.
What happened in Iran should have everyone outraged. USA Radio Network's Tom Hinchy has more.
The Iranian government shut down the country's internet to suppress the protesters last week. On Trending Today USA, John Hayward of Breitbart.com explained the harm that this had to businesses in Iran.
Unintended, or perhaps they didn't care, but yes, it had a tremendous effect on Iranian businesses. And actually, the part of the internet that they use most vigorously is still shut down. They love the Telegram encrypted messaging application. Iranians use it a great deal to talk to each other away from the prying eyes of the regime. And Iranian businesses rely heavily upon Telegram for advertising and to take orders. And as of right now, it still isn't back up, and they're not giving a timetable for when it will be allowed again. So the economic damage from this is enormous and probably much greater than the regime is willing to admit.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm Tom Hinchy.
And finally, Toyota and Mazda are building a new $1.6 billion plant in Huntsville, Alabama. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. A couple sub references in mind, and it's all some of our new listeners out there. My mind is bizarre, and I'll be talking about something around a topic, and I instantly get transported to some movie that I had seen, television show, book I read, something. I don't know why. I was just thinking, remember the movie The Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis? The little boy's like, I see dead people. Yeah, we here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show, Markowski Investments, we see scams, fraud, where nobody else really can seem to make them out. Another way, I could sub-reference it again. Remember Lefty in the movie Donnie Brasco? Lefty goes up to Donnie Brasco, trying to work his way into the mafia, and he shows him a ring. Goes, this is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And Donnie looks at it for a couple minutes and says, it's a Fugazi. What do you mean it's a Fugazi? And then they say words I can't say on air. But anyway, I can see when something is real and when something is not real. Unfortunately, one of the biggest problems we have is we're just dealing with the psychology of human beings. In my experience, most investment cons and frauds are set by two different types of bait. There is what? Greed. And there is fear. They both work. They both work. And back when I started in the business, we were taught, this is back, you know, we would sit at our desks and they would give us a stack of Dun & Bradstreets. And we had a dial called Dial for Dollars. Just call. Try to get people on the phone. Try to get executives on the phone. And they would teach us how to sell. And the firm I was working for wanted us to, at first, they wanted us to get us involved in some of the IPOs that our company was dealing with, some blue chip stocks. And then they told us how you got to push people's greed buttons. You got to sell the picture. And I despised everything that they were teaching me, and it's kind of why the reason why we broke away, well, one of the many reasons why we broke away. But anyway, greed works. And again, you know, when you've got so many people that are ill prepared for retirement, these investment con artists swoop in like, you know, white knights, and I can do it, and I've got a plan, and I've got guaranteed this and guaranteed that, and we'll make you this and we'll make you that. And again, what did we say last hour? There's no shortcuts in life. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Fear works too. Fear works too. You can scare people into doing lots of things. Come on, people. You listen to radio right now. How many different versions of the end of the world has been pitched to you by people selling gold and silver? Huh? How many times? I mean, for crying out loud, the world should have blown up already. For crying out, I mean, Al Gore should be a gold or silver salesman, for crying out loud. Those are the two different baits that are used. And we're able to see through all of this. Despite the best sales efforts by Wall Street, and Wall Street's great at selling you stuff. They're great at selling, and they're still able to sell stuff, and people still buy it. To witness what happened, being right there on the front lines back in the 1990s, going head to head with some of the biggest analysts on Wall Street, and I'm calling out Abby Joseph Cohn and Mary Meeker, and saying that what they are pushing is crack, the equivalent of crack. Because that's what it was. That's what all those dot-coms were. It was investor crack. The entire country was addicted. You remember? CNBC was on every TV. Half the televisions in a sports bar would be on CNBC. And it was a fairly new programming back then. Everybody was getting rich. They opened up a Midtown Manhattan E-Trade office that I equated to a casino. And I knew the whole time it wasn't going to end well. And it didn't end well. People got wiped out. People got wiped out. And I've mentioned this. I talked about this here on the program. That point in time was one of the most difficult times for us at Markowski Investments. Because all of a sudden, our clients thought that they were much, 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 much more sophisticated than we were. Much more sophisticated than we were. And I want to start moving more into this tech, and I want to move into these tech companies. They are taking off. We're not seeing the type of growth that we should be seeing. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't know when the music is going to stop, and it's going to stop. And when it stops, farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Jaws reference. And they're talking about putting the cage in the water. Yeah. I can't tell you. I don't know when. I just know it is what it is. We just choose not to participate in any of that nonsense. And it was difficult for us because clients decided to leave us back then. Because we wouldn't do it. Again, we're a bit stubborn too. No, I'm not going to put these, companies in your portfolio. Not going to do it. You wanted to go do it? You're going to go do that on your own. And we all know what happened. People, you got a similar type of scenario that's taking place right now. I was really frustrated earlier on this year when I saw Snapchat, which I still think is a biblical sign of Armageddon. I go off on the social media companies here all the time, but anyway, I'm not a fan of Snap. My kids have it; it drives me psychotic. But anyway, I looked at the company. And I looked at the numbers, and I said to myself, what exactly do you think, say you do here? You just, you know, have pictures that are there for a little while, and they're back and forth. How in the world do you expect you're going to make money on this? Like many of the companies back during the 1990s that just had, I mean, we have We got a website. We got a website. We got a foosball table in our break room. Oh, really? Really? How are you going to go about making money? Didn't matter. They had a .com attached to it. Take them public. Well, I was frustrated when Snap went public this past year because I saw many young people out there thinking that this was going to be just awesome. And going on discount sites and small investing apps and whatnot and pouring their money into this thing. And I said, they're going to get wiped out. And they did. And they did. Hey, the thing took off at the open. Woohoo! It was up around $28 a share. And then it wasn't. Because again, companies will trade for what they're worth. Now, talk about unicorns. These are Silicon Valley companies that have, they're doing it different this time, people. Rather than take companies public at a much lower valuation, which they were able to do back during the 1990s, they figured out that they're going to do it a little bit better this time. What they're going to do is they're going to ladder their valuations of these companies up to absolutely ridiculous levels, then take them public and blow out of the stock. You know how much money was made? How much the insiders made on Snap and Blue Apron? What was it? What was the one from last year? Twilio? Twilio is no longer. It was on the cover of Forbes last year. Let me ask you a question. And I talked about this mentioned here on the program before. What does Uber do? What does Uber do? It takes people from point A to point B. Okay. Lots of businesses that do that, right? The guy in Vietnam with the rickshaw does that. He takes somebody from point A to point B. You want to know the difference? I'll tell you, know the difference between the guy with the rickshaw and Uber? What do you think the difference is? The guy with the rickshaw makes money. The guy with the rickshaw is in the black. Most of these companies were never designed to be in the black. Most of these companies were designed to collect as much money as they can from investors, eventually find somebody to buy these shares at a ridiculous valuation and make somebody else the proverbial greater fool. Don't be the greater fool. Don't do it. Just because everybody uses Uber doesn't mean that Uber's going to ever make a dime, does it? Which means it has what? It has a cash burn rate. When it runs out of cash, then what? Don't do it. Understand what a company is worth. Again, one of the things that we're capable of doing here is I can take a look at a company. I can take a look at a business plan. Tell you if it's going to make it or not. Most small business owners out there, they've got a similar knack for that as well. So, yep, 2017, a lot of these big companies didn't go public. Is it going to be the death of the unicorn? I don't know. We shall see. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff right there at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We also, again, have our 24-hour-day help hotline. That's 800-471-5984. The number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we
tried, failed, except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Are you living with pain, joint pain, headaches, muscle aches, back aches? I was. I'm Barry Yarkoni, CEO of Inaprin. For me, it was pain from a nasty fall, and I wanted safe, fast relief. That's when I discovered the extraordinary pain relief benefits of hops, the same plant used to flavor beer. I was stunned by how fast it worked, so we created all-natural Vinaprin, made with no harmful chemicals and backed by 15 years of research. It works for you in just 1 hour, not days or weeks. Find out how well Vinaprin relieves your pain for free. Call 800-269-9700 right now for a free one-week trial. There are no tricks or gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments, just a small shipping charge for a full week of relief. This is a limited-time offer, so call 800-269-9700. That's 800-269-9700. Visit vinoprin.com or just call 800-269-9700 and get rid of your pain now.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed. I brought this phrase up for all of our new listeners out there. It is a word that's used nowadays often. They talk about the deep state or the swamp. We identify the deep state and the swamp long time ago. Over a decade ago. No, well over a decade. Maybe about 15, 16 years ago. I call it my watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. What is the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil? It's not just the people. Not just the people that work inside the Beltway. It's, yes, politicians, the bureaucracy, big business, and the media. They work hand in hand to further their own needs. We fight against it all the time. We've been fighting against it for a very long period of time. And the reality is, yes, they've gotten stronger. What is it now? The five wealthiest zip codes in the country surround Washington, D.C.? Five wealthiest zip codes. Nobody ever asked the question, what do you think the founders of this nation would think about that, huh? The fact that we have these ginormous companies that have been able to shield themselves through the use of regulations written by their buddies in D.C. that they cut checks to. And the media that plays right along. Yeah, we talk about that a lot here on the program. We'll get into that in a little bit. Hey, one of our Axis of Evil companies going back way back when is one of the big brokerage firms out there, Citigroup, and my jaw dropped when I saw this. I couldn't believe that they got caught for this again. And what's even worse, the fine that they had to pay. Back during the 1990s. Yeah, again, we had going back in time a lot today on the program. All the dot-coms going public. And what happened? What happened? You had all of these stock analysts telling everybody, oh, it's a strong buy. It's a super buy. You should mortgage your house and buy more. And then sell your children and buy more of buymytoothpaste.com or some other piece of fake, bleep stock. Yeah. Well, as it turns out, I argued this, these companies are terrible. Oh, you know more than Mary Meeker at Morgan Stanley and Abby Joseph Cohn at Goldman Sachs. And I guess so. But as it turned out, I didn't. I wasn't the right question, quite honestly. Wasn't the right question. They didn't like those companies either. They put buy recommendations on them because they were lying to everybody. So, in my opinion, I'd rather deal with somebody that's dumb. At least you get a chance to educate somebody that is ignorant. But a liar, that's a whole different ball of wax. And every single one of these big investment firms out there, the too big to fail banks, have proven themselves to be ginormous liars again. And again, and again, and again, and once more, and again. And what happens? Zip, zero, zilch, nada. Citigroup just got caught again. Not making this up. Putting out inaccurate research ratings. Putting buy ratings on stocks that were actually rated sell. They put these recommendations out to their brokers and their customers. I couldn't make this up if I wanted to. It's been going on for 5 years now. More than 1,800 securities. That's 38% of the stocks that are actually covered by Citigroup. What was the fine? I think it was like $5 million. I would guess that Citigroup spends more than $5 million on paperclips over the course of a year. And this is another teachable moment lesson here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. There isn't any justice. Don't expect there to be any. Because there isn't. White-collar crime in America pays. You tell me one person, name for me, one guy. I know one. Ted Seifel from, what was he? He was from Bank of America way back when during the 1990s. And he was just an order taker. He got himself in trouble. That was the only guy that Elliot Spitzer got. One guy, one firm. For all of the crap that they have pulled on the American people. And I've chronicled this. Year after year, show after show. And, hey, they are bigger and more powerful than ever. Than ever. Doesn't matter. You had the former Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, say in congressional testimony, we can't really do anything to these guys because we don't want to hurt the economy. Wells Fargo not too long ago, we'll forge documents, we'll make up accounts, we'll cheat our customers. What are you going to do to us? You're going to dock the CEO a little bit from his pay? Again, people, you can do what you want to do, but I'd say there's something wrong up there. If you're still working with one of these big brokerage firms, get your account out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll show you how. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are accidentally or incidentally collected in this database, and we don't want people willy-nilly just looking into this database without a warrant.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul expressing his reservations regarding FISA. Now, the bill was passed by the House of Representatives today by a 256 to 164 vote. It will be interesting to see where the bill goes in the Senate and if it is passed. And then ultimately, President Trump has said and the White House has signaled he would sign the bill as well. Elsewhere today on Capitol Hill, Paul Ryan held his weekly press conference where he talked again about the economy and what folks can expect come February.
Lower tax rates, better withholding, and a higher standard deduction. Remember, the typical family of four making $73,000 will get a $2,059 tax cut just this year.
For all of these stories and more, please check out USARadio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators January flooring sales going on now. Get more than 80 pre-finished hardwood floors up to 35% off. All Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is on sale. It looks and feels like real hardwood, and it's water resistant, like Nordic Fog Oak and Tuscan Fusion Maple, up to 30% off. And get Wood Look waterproof floors up to 27% off. Strand Bamboo up to 40% off. More deals from 49 cents plus professional installation and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators January flooring sale today.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have Numana. In these uncertain times, become food independent with Numana's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to numana.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I see one more useful idiot to coin the term that Lennon used out there saying that
you don't need a tax cut. They don't need a tax cut. Corporations got record profits. They don't need tax cuts.
Whoa. What in the world does this have to do about need? If you are giving out tax cuts to a nation, shouldn't everybody participate? Anyway. I have spent too long over the past couple of weeks going through the tax reform bill that was signed into law. I've done it with our accounting people, the accounting firm that we work for and that our clients all have access to, D'Onofrio Incorporated. We've gone through it bit by bit, piece by piece. The reality is people living in, for the most part, people that are on the upper ends of the upper end of the spectrum as far as earnings are concerned, if you are living in a blue state, if you are living in a high tax state, if you are living in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, California, Illinois, you're not really going to get anything. Okay? There's a lot of shuffling going on. What was that godforsaken song there? Everybody shuffled in. Forget who did that. Anyway, basically a lot of this tax code was like taking a deck of cards and just shuffling and moving stuff around. The bulk of the extra the income tax relief is going to people in the middle class and the people that are not going to be paying any tax. The amount of people not paying any tax at all is going to grow. Am I happy about this? No. I'm not. I'm not happy about this. I guess it was the compromise I had. It is what it's going to have. Maybe, again, we're still trying to work out the numbers here. And for many of our clients around the country in regards to the pass-through rules and what they're going to mean. And you could get a little bit more of a deduction now when it comes to writing stuff. Some of this stuff is going to be helpful. It's going to be helpful for a lot of small business owners out there. But the bulk of the real return, where we're going to really see the advances with this tax reform bill, in my opinion, I think that this is a very good thing, is it's going to continue to help to make, Trump's got his Make America Great Again. Long before Trump, we were talking about Make America Competitive Again. We'd be yelling and screaming on this program every single time a company would say, hey, we're out. Thanks, United States, but the regulations are absurd and the taxation is even more absurd. We're moving to Ireland. Oh, remember all those tax aversions out there? We're told about unpatriotic companies. This is a big help. The world is such a different place than it was. And again, people fail to, again, see the forest for the trees. Back in the 1980s, were we competing with Estonia for where a company decides it wants to set up shop? Were we competing with Poland? By the way, Polish stock market was up 40% last year. There are many different places around the world where people can do business, and that's good. Competition breeds excellence. We stopped being competitive a long time ago. Hey, Bush wasn't helpful. Bush put more regulations on the economy than Clinton did. And forget about Obama. He just poured it on. We watched our place in the world slip year after year after year after year when it comes to being competitive. We're now getting that back. And this is where we're going to start reaping the rewards. This is where our country is going to say, oh, okay, maybe we can get that 4% plus growth back. which is going to lead to what? Higher wages, more jobs, greater innovation. So as far as the payoff is concerned from the tax reform bill and from what we've gone through and what we've studied, and trust me, I put a lot of time into it, I think things are going to be quite good for the overall economy, which, of course, is good for everyone. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Yeah, I'm not, again, we've done so much on taxes here over the past several weeks. I can't stand no more. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and our 24-hour day help hotline. Again, we need help understanding what's in the tax bill. That's what we're here for. 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Here before you, that's what I said now. Princess,
who I know you just got. Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. See the manufacturing numbers? Best since 2004. Again, you were told, no, that manufacturing job's not coming back. Oh, they're going to come back. Those days are over. You got to get a kick out of Barack Obama. Hey, listen. The guy, for what I ain't gonna, in the media helps. I mean, people love him. I mean, people absolutely love him. Hey, he's got, I mean, it's almost like He's almost like the Chicago Cubs, for crying out loud, before they won the World Series. It didn't matter, you know, that they just what the record was, and people would just keep going to the games. But, again, you take a look at this guy's record. He was all of the government agencies telling everybody that, oh, Barack Obama's policies, we're going to, in no time, we're going to be above 3% growth. No time at all. And again, I mentioned this here on the program because you get idiots on TV that say, imagine if Trump had to inherit the economy Obama had. Listen, I've said it before here on the program. If you are going to be president of the United States, one of the best things that can happen to you, you want to get yourself a second term, come into office and have there be a recession taking place. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything at all, and the economy will naturally recover, and there'll be growth, and then you'll end up taking credit for it. Yeah, they say, oh, bro, look, we got this big of a slowdown. Well, gee whiz, we're going to come back booming. But we didn't. We didn't, and it was because of his policies. And again, it threw them off. Remember Joe Biden out there with recovery summer? Eerily reminiscent to the Seinfeld summer of George. It never transpired, and then they changed their tune. Well, we're never going to see growth like that again. You know, that's just, you know, man, those days are over for this country. Those jobs are not coming back. Yeah, they are. Another quick economic story as well. U.S. home sales hit an 11-year high. Now, there's this notion out there that because of the tax reform law, it's going to really smack around certain markets out there. Yeah, it'll affect them. A little bit, but not to that great of a degree. All of the gloom and doom and all that nonsense is a bit ridiculous. And you see, a lot of these real estate markets, these coastal real estate markets in many of these blue states are overvalued already. So they're due for a bit of a pullback. And again, you think about this and it's, oh man, it's going to bring home prices down. That's terrible. Well, is it terrible for the people that want to buy a home? They're buying at a cheaper price. Anyway, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. I got a slew of business stories we got to get through here when we get back. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure.
I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. I start stuff here on the program, and sometimes I forget to write it down. I come up with an idea during the program. Say, hey, we got to do that next week. That's a great idea. I wrote it down this time. One of the things I like to do is I would do a little bit, or not an entire segment, maybe sometimes, on how the world works. How the world works. Again, this is our constant fight against all the garbage that is constantly being shoved down everyone's throats by the mainstream media. They don't know. And it's getting worse instead of better. The quality of journalists right now, people at the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg, I would give them a C-, which is basically the same rating I gave the latest installment of Star Wars. Not good. And I could tell, I take a look, I see some of the profiles, they're kids. They're kids, and maybe they went to Syracuse and got a journalism degree or Northwestern, but they have absolutely no perspective at all. They let their preconceived notions of how the world works creep into their stories. And it's brutal when I read some of these things. It really is. Case in point, it was a story that came out, various different sites out there, talking about how China is going to overtake the U.S. economy by 2032 as Asian might builds. So, my response to that is, what took you so long? What do you got? Five times, six times the amount of people that we have here in this country? Shouldn't they naturally have greater economic growth than we have? Again, this is where people fail to understand the concept of wealth and how it moves and how assets are transferred to various different places, and it's happened throughout history. And I could break this down to maybe a simple idea. When I was younger, and that's back then when I was waiting tables in restaurants, I most certainly wanted my customers to be wealthy, right? And you want a lot of those customers. Let me give you another example. We'll use iPhone. Don't you think Apple is excited that more people can afford to buy their phone? Isn't that good for business? Poverty is at its lowest level in world history. Poverty is at its lowest level in world history, and it's not due to socialism. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Communist China. Give me a break. Yeah. Okay. Again, if you think that it's communist as far as its economic principles are concerned, you would be wrong. Are they totalitarian in the way that they handle things? Do they have a command and control government? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But, you know, you don't have lots of millionaires and billionaires in business if you're a communist nation. The only people that are wealthy in a communist nation are the ones that are in government. The only people that had anything in the former Soviet Union were the people that worked in government. So there is nothing wrong at all with seeing China's growth. And in fact, we should be hoping that India is going to continue to grow. There's another country with an enormous population. More people that can become our customers. A good thing. I want to touch on this as well. I got a kick out of this. And again, I don't think the media, from the stories that I was reading, I don't think that they knew how to exactly tackle this story. Usually when Trump tweets something out or puts something out, they usually jump all over it. And, you know, they put the little Brady Bunch box up on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC and get people arguing with one another over one of Trump's tweets. Again, I still to this, why do people watch that? What are you getting out of that? Honestly, nothing. Anyway, Trump went after the U.S. Postal Service and Amazon, talking about the rates that Amazon pays to deliver packages from point A to point B. Why is the United States Postal Office, which is losing many billions of dollars a year, while charging Amazon and others so little to deliver their packages, making Amazon richer and the post office dumber and poorer, should be charging much more? I found that tweet fascinating. Again, because, yes, the Postal Service is losing billions of dollars and we have to subsidize it. You want to see what even gets cheaper rates? I'm not kidding. China does. Ever take a look at the rates, the postal rates coming from China? Chinese businesses have to pay. It's like 67 cents. It's absurd. Yet we subsidize the U.S. Postal Service with our tax dollars. Jeff Bezos is constantly getting subsidized by taxpayers. Sets up his office somewhere, wants to build his headquarters, for crying out loud. No, he's not paying any taxes, not going to pay any property taxes. He's going around having basically politicians kiss his buttocks, trying to get the offices there. No. We're supposed to be equal under law. It's not supposed to work that way. Hey, but is Trump wrong here? People say, well, you know, if they lower the rates, then maybe Amazon will go to UPS, or they'll go to FedEx. Yeah, the difference is UPS and FedEx. They like to be in the black. They like to run profits. They like to be profitable. So no, they're not going to drop the rates that low. Anyway, got to take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are accidentally or incidentally collected in this database, and we don't want people willy-nilly just looking into this database without a warrant.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul expressing his reservations regarding FISA. Now, the bill was passed by the House of Representatives today by a 256 to 164 vote. It will be interesting to see where the bill goes in the Senate and if it is passed. And then ultimately, President Trump has said and the White House has signaled he would sign the bill as well. Elsewhere today on Capitol Hill, Paul Ryan held his weekly press conference where he talked again about the economy and what folks can expect come February.
Lower tax rates, better withholding, and a higher standard deduction. Remember, the typical family of four making $73,000 will get a $2,050.